to the Sports and Music SmackDown!
Yeah! Now that you're tuned in to the greatest podcast on the east of the Mississippi, we're your hosts, Matthew Annis,
Marcio Emanuel Veloso,
and Alexander Jose Luis Reese.
And we plan on distracting you from your boring life to listen to us talk about real-time topics that affect your everyday life more than you think. This includes sports and music. This is the Sports and Music SmackDown. First topic, it's going to be Album of the Year. So, Marcio, what do you think was the Album of the Year for 2018?
In my opinion, Album of the Year, man, there's a lot of good albums out there, but Hot Dog. I probably have to pick, I'm a big fan of, oh, God, this is a good question.
So, Album of the Year, there was, like you said, a lot of good albums. But not to be a bandwagon or anything, but I'm going to have to go with Travis Scott's album. You know, Astroworld. It was just... It was just a really creative piece. It really just dictated who he really was. You know what
See,
I mean?
What I think about Astroworld, it had a lot of hype going in. Like, it did. There's a bunch of hype.
And which it accomplished.
Astroworld No, it did not.
See,
no,
that's,
it did not.
That's where I agree on Marcio on this. I don't think Astroworld hit the potential that it had.
No, what do you think it could have done better?
Well, honestly, I think that it was so
Rodeo
hyped.
Was so much better than Astroworld will ever be.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's Rodeo that we're talking about. We're talking about now.
I think they shouldn't have hyped it up. I think it was a good album, but because of all the hype behind it.
All right, well, let's talk about this since we're on the topic. Sicko Mode or Mo Bamba?
Okay, Sicko Mode.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Mo Bamba had its ups and downs.
Okay.
I just don't think that it's there anymore. It's gone. Shaq West. Who even
Mudboy.
Mudboy was so bad.
I think that was easily one of the worst albums I've ever listened to.
Yeah, yes. For sure.
And I listened to some really terrible albums.
Uh-huh. Without a doubt. For back to the Album of the Year, I think up there, I wouldn't put it at number one, Kid See Ghosts by Kanye West. I think that was at a solid three.
I could agree with you.
Two or three. I think it's up there. I don't know how to say. I don't know if I should say that it's one or two, but.
I'm going to throw another one up there. J. Cole's album.
J. Cole?
See, I'm not a big fan of J. Cole, so when it comes to that stuff, I'm not a big fan. I thought he had a couple good songs, like ATM.
Yep, I like that. I like that song.
KOD was pretty
good. Motivate.
Motivate. That was a good song.
Kevin's Heart was pretty good, too. That's about it.
That's pretty good.
So back on mine about Album of the Year, I probably have to go with Kanye West.
I like that.
I'm a big fan of Kanye West, so when that came out, I was pretty hyped. The only thing that sucked about it was that there were 7 songs in it, but that was a very good album, in my opinion.
A popular Album of the Year candidate is going to Pusha T for Daytona, and personally, I listened to it. I didn't really like it at all. I think the album was okay at best. It had shots at Drake, which was why it was so hyped up, but
that
honestly,
is true. I like that.
I think that's probably one of the only main reasons why that album is popular.
For sure.
Just because of that.
Yeah.
The controversy
the Infrared,
behind it too.
But like other than that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't think
he also mentioned Meek Mill in it, which was
yeah, well
cool.
What would Meek do? That's a good song. Let's talk about, you know, albums that didn't reach their potential, like not even nearly.
Oh.
Culture 2.
Oh my god.
Wow.
They're coming off of a hot album, Culture.
Sweaty and hot.
Everyone
so good. But when that came out,
it's like a steaming, like, baked potato just on a grill.
Yeah.
That's how hot that album was.
And then
that's
just trash.
It's like taking that potato and then just throwing it in the
woods. It's like eating the potato.
It's like burnt. They burnt the potato.
Yeah.
Like, it's just.
It's like it was too hot.
It was
you know
so
I mean?
Bad.
That gets me so mad.
There was a rumor I heard on Instagram. Don't know if it's true, but
was it Worldstar?
I think it was Worldstar.
That's
reliable
source.
They said that
Complex.
They made
maybe
the
even
album
Complex?
In 21 minutes.
Wow.
21 minutes.
I don't know. But let me ask you this. I don't know how that makes
any
like, sense
at all.
I'm pretty sure the album was longer than an hour.
Let me chime in on this. If you guys want a fun fact of the day, I was reading the article. I'm not saying where I read the article from. It might have been Worldstar.
Okay.
Pretty reliable source, by the way.
Yep.
Anyways. Killshot, the song, the Eminem diss MGK in.
Very popular.
Very popular song. He wrote that in 15 minutes, and that is a fact. Eminem said that himself on a Complex interview.
Minutes.
Even though I said I didn't know where it's from.
Wow. Well, talk about one of the best diss tracks I've heard of all time.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Definitely all time.
15 minutes?
Top three.
It was.
See, that just justifies him being probably one of the greatest rappers.
Eminem, most listened to artist of 2018, Eminem.
That is true. I've heard about that.
He is
Number
two is Drake.
Did Worldstar post that, I think?
They did.
That's probably, see, Worldstar.
Such is a reliable source.
They really are very credible.
Such a good Instagram account. You should check them out. At World Star. They're verified.
I like when there's a fight and they go, World Star, World Star. That's my favorite part.
They post multiple posts.
You know, back to music now. Let's talk about, artists.
Artists?
So, if you had to pick one artist who really had an impact on this year, who would you pick, Matt?
Impact? I would definitely say Kanye West.
Really?
I'm not saying positive or negative, but he definitely had an impact out there.
I like to agree with that.
He was claiming that he was off meds. He popped up with Donald Trump a
Supposedly
bunch.
He was a racist?
Supposedly.
I don't know. I didn't see it on WorldStar, so I couldn't tell you if it's true or not.
He said slavery was a choice. There was a lot of things.
Very controversial things.
He said that really affected. He also has this new upcoming album that's coming out. He said it was going to come out on Black Friday.
Breaking news. I heard about this album today. It was supposed to come out January 30th.
January 30th. That's coming up.
You heard it here first, folks, at Sports and Music Smackdown.
January
30th. I saw it on WorldStar, so it's pretty reliable.
It's there.
And there was some pretty decent songs, some pretty good features. Like Playboi Carti was on there. Rihanna was on one of the songs, so she's a.
I'm pretty sure even Tupac was on one.
I did see that actually.
I don't know about that. I
heard
Tupac.
It was Kanye and then Tupac and Biggie Smalls on a track.
And then it was
featured by Eazy-E.
That would have been fire.
That was too far. He died of a very bad illness.
This is a joke. This is a joke. They're all dead. Yes. Maybe not Tupac. We don't know.
Too bad he had to die.
We're going to go to our ad now. Our ad is for Genius. Genius, you can look up Genius online. They have an Instagram account. They give you all the newest updates on music, lyrics.
And just hot upcoming artists.
Hot upcoming artists. Everything you
Very
need.
Very hot.
You can check them out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. They have all the social media.
Even TikTok.
This is where we switch our podcast over to sports.
So sports. So this is a pretty interesting topic right here. So let's talk about the AFC game.
NFC.
Okay. All right. So that controversial pass interference call.
Let's talk about it. I got to say, I had a fish tank at the beginning of that game. At the end of that game, my fish tank was broken because I punched a hole in that fish tank so hard. I was so mad. I wanted the Saints. Two old heads going at it.
Don't even tell me, bro. I wanted the Saints to win so bad.
It would have been such a better game for, the New England Patriots if they were to play the Saints.
With Drew Brees.
Imagine this. Two old heads going at it. Drew Brees and Tom Brady.
Two of the greatest of all time.
That's a match to watch.
That is a matchup to watch, but we won't see it. We'll probably never see it ever again.
Never again.
Tom Brady's soon to retire. Drew Brees is soon to retire.
I've even heard some controversies that Tom Brady might retire if they win the Super Bowl this year.
That'd be good. Last hurrah. I like that.
He beat them in, like, 2004? Yes. And he's going to beat the Rams again? 2001. Thank you. So the PI, that was clearly a pass interference. They even did it on Madden. I saw this was uploaded by Bleacher Report.
I saw this on our World Star.
They did the same exact play that happened.
So on World Star, we'll make sure you saw it on World Star.
They did the same exact play that happened in the championship on Madden, and the refs actually called it a pass.
I saw that, but they did not throw the flag on the field.
It just really baffles me because
that just gives me the worst case of like tummy ache.
It really does baffle me. If you're gonna call an interference call, then
call it.
Just call it.
It's not that hard. Just throw a flag out there.
Personally, I ref flag football. I know it's not NFL level, but if I saw that, I would know to throw the flag.
Flag's drawn immediately. Flag's drawn from the hip right there.
That would have brought them to...
I'm throwing it so far that the other side of the Mississippi can see it.
That's instant first down.
The east side right
first
there.
First and goal. Most likely a touchdown. Most likely
that's probably the decision
of the foul.
At the spot of the... That's like the 7-yard line. Oh my God.
That's just... You know what I mean.
And on top of all of this...
Yes.
Nicole Roby Coleman, the cornerback... Who had the...
I saw this on WorldStar!
WorldStar posted it. He admitted that it was a pass interference. His exact quote was, "Yeah, I whooped his ass." He said that was a clear pass interference.
Also, I'd like to chime in on that. Todd Gurley, I saw this on WorldStar because WorldStar reposted it. Todd Gurley posted a photo of him with the ref and they switched jerseys.
And that was photoshopped. Thank you for listening to our hot takes on music and sports, but it's time to call it quits right about now. Thank you for tuning in to the Sports and Music.